This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And every good deed. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال. Ibn Abbas in this hadith, and the theme is patience and self-control. We'll be talking about that till the end of the week, inshallah. In this hadith, Ibn Abbas tells us something the Prophet ﷺ said to someone else. He was speaking to a man called Lashaj Abdul Qais, and he was one of the leaders of the neighboring tribes. And he had come to visit with his tribe, the Prophet ﷺ. And in a long discussion that happened between the Prophet ﷺ and this man, he said, the قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأشج عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين يحبهما الله. Indeed, you have two attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. الحلم والأنا. الحلم is patience, and الأنا is taking things slowly. Is being someone who's not in a hurry all the time, not making decisions in a hurry. There's a continuation for the hadith in another collection where the man asks the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, يا رسول الله, يعني أجيب يعني خلقني الله بهما أم كسبتهما. Are these two attributes, things that I brought for myself, or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just put them in me? فقال Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just put them in you. He was looking for some extra credit. He didn't get it. He just got the basic credit. قال الحلم والأنا. He said, there are two things that you have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. You're patient, and you take your time. You're not slow, you're just not hasty. You're not going to make decisions in a manner where you end up making more mistakes. Patience is different than perseverance. Sabr, which is perseverance, patience is hilm. Hilm is when you are patient, meaning someone tries to provoke you, and they fail to provoke you. هذا الحليم. الحليم is someone who, when another person comes to them, and they do something to offend them, they mistreat them or they provoke them, they are patient. They don't overreact, they don't react in a violent manner, they don't lose their temper, they don't say something, they don't lash out. They're able to control themselves. And al-hilm is one of the most respected attributes for Arab. And before Islam, al-Arab used to see this attribute as one of the most respected attributes of all. Meaning if you have, it's second only to generosity for the Arab fil jahiliyyah. The jahiliyyah was generosity, and then it was hilm. If you're a halim, if you're someone who, when you have the ability to punish someone, or you have, especially, someone provokes you or mistreats you or says something to you, and you are more intelligent, you are older, you have more status, meaning you have the ability to completely destroy this person. You can completely dismember this human being. You have every mean to do so. This person is much weaker than you on every front. And then you don't. That's hilm. That's hilm. That's a beautiful thing to have. The ability to be patient. Let it go when it happens. And al-ana is just making decisions in a way where you are planning things appropriately. You're not making decisions in a manner that you will later on regret. يروي الإمام الترمذي بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن مسعود قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in a similar hadith, قال ألا أخبركم بمن يحرم على النار وبمن تحرم عليه النار. Should I not tell you whom the hellfire is prohibited to touch them, and they are prohibited to ever enter the hellfire? So it's a mutual relationship of exclusion. They're not going to enter, and they're not, in other words, not allowed to receive. فقالوا بلى يا رسول الله. فقال على كل هين قريب سهل. Upon everyone, every person who is هين قريب سهل. Someone who is patient, who is close, he's humble, and sahal is easygoing. This is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. If I made this up, or said, so if I told you this, you wouldn't believe me. But he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, so you have to listen to it. So the person who is is prohibited to touch, and they're prohibited to enter nar themselves, is every person that is patient, and humble, and easygoing. They don't get upset quickly. They don't get offended quickly. They're not always, the prototype of person. Every time something doesn't go good, ready to fight, ready to yell, ready to scream, ready to put an obstacle. Always everything is wrong. Everything needs to be fixed. Everything. And yes, I'm like that on the minbar, I know. But I'm not like that outside of the minbar. It's just that's the only time I do it. Outside of that, I'm not like. Inshallah, at least I hope I'm not. هين قريب سهل. Someone who is easygoing, they're humble, and they're easy to communicate with, and they're patient. They don't lose their temper, and they're not people who get offended quickly. He's teaching us something of value, alayhi salatu wasalam, of just this beautiful attribute of just being patient, controlling yourself, and taking things slowly. And don't allow people to provoke you. Don't allow people to push you into a position where you behave in a way that does not represent your ethics and represent who you are, represent your upbringing, represent the values that you carry. Don't let that happen. Because there's almost never a situation when you let that happen that you don't heavily regret later on. And you'll regret not for a while, but sometimes for the entirety of your life. You'll regret a moment where you let your anger, you let your hastiness get the best of you. And you weren't able to hold, you know, to control yourself. And he never allowed that, alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only did he not allow it, some of the stories that we have about him are absolutely, you know, they don't even make sense. You know, I don't know how is he able, alayhi salatu wasalam, to control himself in moments where people were being so belligerent and so rude and so physically abusive and psychologically abusive at times, where he was absolutely exhausted. And he was working day and night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to serve these people. It's like you're serving someone who is spitting in your face. How much time do you have to? Yeah, how much can you be patient? And you find him, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a position of just showing that patience, alayhi salatu wasalam. The examples are abundant, but he also taught us the ethic. Not only did he practice it, but he also reminded us it's important to have that attribute. Oh, there's a benefit to يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم للأشج عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين أو خصلتين يحبهما الله الحلم والأناة. وروى الإمام الترمذي بسند حسن في جامعه عن عبد الله بن مسعود قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ألا أخبركم بمن يحرم على النار وتحرم عليه النار؟ فقالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال على كل هين قريب سهل. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. جزاكم الله خير.